This Rush Hour catch-up is for the Honda 7-year sale, on now till June 30.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Bit of sports chat now, thanks to Red Rooster's new lamb range. Different for Red Rooster, delicious for you. Winner, winner. You'll hear her on the Triple M footy call on the weekend and also on the Dead Set Legends. We're joined now by Tanya Armstrong. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Big bye weekend for the footy.
I know, it's strange, isn't it? Not a lot of football on, but there is a big clash here on Sunday, of course. The Dockers and the Crows. Both teams are a little bit undermanned. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, no, look, they're not going to get the job done against the Crows. I think they're running out of steam. They are a young side, but also no Fife.
Pete's been dirty on this all week.
So
I'd like
dirty.
To get your sensible opinion on the Fife situation.
Why is his elbow different to Buddy's or Mitchell's?
I've got a problem with Tom Mitchell's. He actually left the ground and tried to elbow a giant ruckman in the head, and it was about 50 metres off the ball. So if you're going on intent, it shouldn't have been judged careless because he actually tried to do it. Tom Mitchell probably should have got a week. And then I wouldn't have a problem with Fife's week. But the fact that Tom Mitchell is free to win the Brownlow and Fife isn't, Buddy is a bit different because he had the ball. He was trying to free himself. You're more prepared for contact when you're tackling Buddy Franklin front on than if you get contacted by a forearm that you're not expecting. I will say that. I can confirm that Sandilands is not going to play on Sunday either because he hasn't come up from his bout of concussion from 2 weekends ago. They're probably going to still go with two of the young blokes, Jones and Apeness, in the ruck, depending on the weather, because apparently there's 30 or 40 mils heading our way on Sunday.
Yeah, and possibly a thunderstorm, so it's going to be a wild game.
That doesn't sound good for boundary riders.
No,
that's just what I want to hear.
That was my first thought. Wear your best parka.
And your Wellington boots.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tan, and we'll hear from you as you ride the boundary this weekend. Hopefully you don't get too wet.
Yeah.
We're right here on Mix 94.5 for the Adelaide Crows taking on the Freo Dockers.
Thanks, guys.
That's Sports Bye. Chat. Thanks to Red Rooster's new lamb range. Different for Red Rooster. Delicious for you. Winner, winner.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Tattoo regrets off the back of this Australian woman, 23 years of age. She's just had the whites of her eyeballs done.
Yes, done blue.
Done blue.
Dyed blue.
Yep.
Inked blue.
She's
could have gone blind.
Like ink everywhere.
Oh, risk
it. Couldn't see for 3 weeks, was it?
Couldn't see for 3 weeks. She could have gone blind. There was no guarantee.
It's unreal. Like you'd want to do that. But everything else, she's got like a forked tongue and she's got
pointy ears.
Pointy ears. And
fang teeth.
Fang teeth and tasty.
Yeah, and a lot of tattoos.
Rebecca in Harrisdale. Tattoo regrets.
Well, my tattoo regret would be my ex-husband's initials on my ring finger.
Ooh.
Oh, that's rough. And you can't hide it anymore, obviously.
No, the rings aren't there to hide it anymore.
So how big are the initials? Are they quite large?
No, they were just big enough so that my wedding band and engagement ring covered them.
So what are you going to do anything about it? Are you going to get it removed or are you going to... Because some people, you can get it like... done over.
I thought about having it removed or even covered, but I swore like a sailor getting it done the first time, so...
No, it'll probably hurt. Maybe just put on a big chunky ring or something over it.
Yeah.
Just a dress ring.
Yeah. Or as Lise mentioned
it's
before...
popped out to La Visa.
Thanks, Rebecca.
No worries.
We got Yoli in Byford. A tattoo regrets. Your friend, almost.
Yes, my friend had a very near miss. Years before, she had decided to get the J.R. Tolkien symbol, his three initials in that little logo, right at the base of her spine, so right down on her lower back.
What?
She wanted to get something else, so she was flicking one day we were out there, and she was flicking through Lord of the Rings books, looking at all these sort of artwork, and she saw the Door of Moria, and thought, oh, that's fantastic, I can get arched over the top of the symbol, it'll look great.
Yeah.
One of our other friends was sitting on the couch and went, no, I don't think you want to do that. And we all went, why? And she went, think what it translates as, speak friend and enter.
Yep. Might be best to avoid that one.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thanks, Yoli.
Back to the Celtic symbol.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Honda 7-year sale on now till June 30.